In the middle of the night on November 3rd, 2015, a fire started on the Kilbuck School campus that eventually engulfed the building in flames and destroyed it. The Lower Kuskokwim School District intended to replace it with a new school using the insurance settlement from the fire. 4 years down the line, LKSD Superintendent Dan Walker says they still don't have the money.
There's been very little movement on the part of the insurance companies.
So last May, LKSD filed a lawsuit against its insurance company, Alaska Public Entity Insurance, and its excess carriers. Walker says the lawsuit isn't for a set amount of money.
It's to get us a new school, whatever that cost. We believe we bought a replacement policy, and we expect a replacement school.
The insurance company APEI's executive director, Barbara Thurston, agrees the policy provides for a replacement school. However, she says LKSD sent them a design proposal for a new building that goes beyond replacement. Thurston says APEI's policy only covers $5 million in something called code upgrades. These are improvements in the replacement school to comply with building codes that were added since the original school was built. But Walker says without all the required code upgrades, it's not a replacement school.
We have to have a building that we can legally occupy.
But Thurston says there are also aspects of LKSD's design for the new school that don't fall into either replacement or code upgrades. She says they're just improvements, and the insurance company won't cover that. Last April, Walker estimated the new school would cost around $40 million. Thurston says the insurance companies have already paid the district $20 million for the value of the burned-down building. But she says they could pay more once the parties agree on the replacement cost. The jury trial to decide the settlement is scheduled for March of 2021. However, the location for the trial is still up for consideration. APEI has requested the trial be moved from Bethel to Juneau. Judge Nathaniel Peters denied the initial request, but the insurance companies want that reconsidered by the court. It is also possible the case is resolved before it goes to trial. Thurston says a settlement mediation is scheduled for March of this year. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.